The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Radio, good morning. Great to have you with us, 6:06. It's April 10th. It's a Wednesday. Great to have you with us indeed, because we have a lot to get into with some great guests. Joe DeGeneva right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I got so much to ask Joe about, and we'll get into it on this whole abortion thing that keeps coming back and then keeps losing elections. So we'll see what Joe says. You know, he knows all the legalities of it all. Jack Cittarelli is a great guy, Jersey Jack, running for governor. And he's in, and he almost beat Murphy last time. And apparently, we were all suspect because his votes kind of came in. These late night votes that always came in, there were like 60,000-70,000 votes that came in on Murphy's behalf late. But we checked with our source in Bergen County, Margaret. I said it was legitimate, so Jack almost won, so he's going in again. And Jersey, I'll tell you, we have a good choice of candidates. Jack's a great guy, and he's taking the time to be with you and with me this morning on the radio. Stephen Moore, we'll get into the economy, you know, the jobs, all the jobs, right? All the jobs that are coming back. It's pandemic jobs that are coming back, and most of the jobs, I saw Brian Kilmeade on Fox just now. I glanced on Fox and Friends, and he said most of the jobs are part-time jobs coming back. Full-time jobs are not. So, and then put your seatbelt on the 8 o'clock hour, because the one, the only, Mr. Jimmy Fallon is going to join us. By the way, Jimmy's going to be, let me see, Count Basie Theater, June 22nd. So we want everybody to go see Jimmy. But what a great guy. Great, great guy. Bridging the gap, and it's so needed, between politics and comedy. Because me, I feel like you and I have this little thing of ours, you know, that we go on the radio, and I have to be brutally honest, and you could joke about it for so long, but the way Jimmy plays it, I think, is perfectly, because he's funny, and it's nice, and I couldn't even tell you, is Jimmy a Democrat, is he a Republican, I don't know, he's just funny, and he's going to join us, and he's a very good friend, and he's a great guy. Assemblyman Dov Hykens been fighting the fight for Israel. We support Israel. We don't understand how people can exist in America chanting death to America. You know, I mean, we're like Venezuela. We're like getting like China. I mean, with locking people up, you know, I was going back and forth with my cousin Paulie about that. Oh, you can't say anything, and you're thrown in jail, or like Peter Navarro, you're in leg irons before you know it. But Hunter Biden could run around and just disregard any subpoena. It's so wild what's happening here, you know. And then. If, though, in those countries, if someone said death to Venezuela, death to China, death to Russia, they'd be in prison and you'd never hear from them again. In America, we think freedom of speech, so you got these uninformed people who just really want to take over this country, like they're trying to take over France, like they're trying to take over England, and we let it go. And now Biden said something about it, but where's the FBI and this guy? You say death to America. Isn't that a violent threat? Call me crazy. Where's the FBI in that one? That's what I want to know. Darren Porcher, you know, 70th and 3rd Avenue is a nice area in New York City. 70s, it's like the Upper East Side, what we call. And it's expensive as all get out. And people were robbing a store, a Walmart or something. And of course, they just, the cops tried to stop it. They attacked the police officers. Apparently, the cops are okay. 11-year-old was shot in Brooklyn, but that was like a gun, two kids with guns. So we'll get into all of what's going on in New York with Darren Porcher. We know how to stop the crime. I saw NBC News. It's just tough to watch mainstream media anymore. It is so tough to watch. They are so slanted. Thank goodness the numbers are dropping dramatically every year, like I keep telling you. But still, they don't. But they did do a good piece, and a shout out to NBC for doing a good piece on the crime in New York. And they had the commissioner of the police talking, and they're walking, and they're saying, and even he said, look, the judges and the politicians are letting people get out. Can't the governor step in? Can't the governor or the mayor just say, I'm done. I'm done. We can't afford the migrants. We can't afford the crime is just literally killing us. And do something. You just let it happen. And then you say, no, it's a misperception. There's not really a lot of crime. People are getting, girls are getting smacked in the face. Women, do you see that woman, that girl, that lady, that 68-year-old lady pushed down the steps of her church? That kid, that punk, what? This is what I want to know. This is what I want to know. Is who's bringing these children up that are so violent, fighting each other, banging people, little girls' heads in a school fight? Banging the head on the ground to the girl is now trying to make a comeback in St. Louis. You know, in the district of Cori Bush, Representative Cori Bush, who just hates all, apparently, anything Israel, anything Jewish, anything American. She hates. That's what she runs on. Meantime, there's violence from a young black girl going after a young white girl, smashing the young white girl's head on the pavement. Well, who does this? Why is this happening in our country? Can someone tell me why is this happening? Inexcusable. And you see it in New York, girls just being smacked. You're a coward to that degree. I don't want to hear mental illness. You know, to me, you got to put those people away for life. For life, put them away. My goodness gracious, what is your job as a politician if it's not to keep us safe? So frustrating. Michael Goodwin is a chief political columnist for the New York Post. A great job. And again, headline here, migrant repeat offenders viciously attack cops during bust for ransacking New York City Target. I'm telling you, everything that we talk about on this show is the truth, and we get into it, and we speak about it truthfully, and people, they're going to argue with you. They say you can't say this, you can't say that. All I say is this: where were we 4 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, under a different administration? Where are we now? Look where we are now. The whole world is imploding, and we handed on a silver platter the Senate, the House, and the White House, right, to my old party, the Democrats. Look where we are. And you can't tell me, if you're a big fundraiser and you helped raise $25 million at Radio City Music Hall while they were doing a funeral for a New York police officer, and you had the audacity to go to Radio City Music Hall to raise money, you couldn't postpone it a day in the name of the NYPD. You know, they want to win the election. That's what they should have done. Postpone it. Biden should have gone out. Obama should have gone out. Clinton should have gone out to Long Island to pay respects to Stephanie Diller. Tell me. Don't tell me we're wrong. They're so off base here. It's so wrong. And it's so frustrating, you know? In any case, we'll get into it. And on a much lighter note, at 6:13 in the morning, and I'll tell you about it. So it was a beautiful day yesterday. I hope you enjoyed it. I did the whole thing. Did the bike ride. I'll tell you about it as we go on. Bike ride. And then not only the bike ride. Are you ready for it? I'm not suggesting you do this. If you're older, like yours truly, you don't want to do this because you could push yourself. But it was great. And it's only, you know, a few miles on the bike. Nothing big except the hills in Hunterdon County, you know, are crazy. And you just watch out for the mumps. Not the bumps, the mumps. I'm just saying. So, and then it came back. And then you know what I did? I hauled the garbage out. Then I walked back, took another thing back. And then I'm telling you, and then I got this. This is for my religious people, but my religious friends. Then there's that place that I keep telling you about, and I'll talk to Debbie about it in a moment. It's called the Blue Army Shrine And it's like a, it's like Fatima, you know, it's like a homage to the Blessed Mother. And I know if you're not in it, you could switch the channel. But man, I got to tell you something. If you're stressed, and you know, and it's like, oh my God, all the stress you got, and you, it, financial, family, whatever, is relationship. First of all, the workouts are good. I got to do one of those workouts like Jade Fonda did, you know. Except I didn't side with the Vietnamese. So, but I should do something. I should do something because the endorphins kick in, and then you feel better immediately, and everything starts. If I go on a bike ride and I go, woof, this is nuts. I'm on. My life is a deadline. I have to do constant deadline. Joe, we need this. We need you to write this. Joe, we need you to shoot a video. Joe, we need this. And it's like, and I go for it. By the time I come back, the endorphins kick in and everything seems okay. And then this, and I don't think Al's going to understand this, but if you go out to where the shrine is and the Blessed Mother is, and it's so beautiful, it's 50 acres out in Warren County, New Jersey, you know, man, I tell you, you could feel the goodness of the earth. You could feel the goodness of the Lord. You could feel the goodness.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
The feeling goodness.
I know that there's a great brewery right down the road. I feel good after that.
You can feel the goodness of Mary and Jesus. Jesus, that's it, baby. See, that's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I tell you what, it was great. Al, you got to go out there. If you ever get angry, and not that you get angry all the time, Al, but
no.
You know, you could go out there.
Hang on. It's coming. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
And one more.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Why is the one, oh, thank you, Jesus?
I don't, you got to ask her. I mean, she's, you know, she's thanking us.
It throws off the rhythm a little bit. Yeah.
I love it. But to my folks who have faith, it's really not.
I don't
really
get that angry anymore. I think I'm a little bit calmer.
Yeah, are you better than you?
Yeah, I do. You know how I equate it? I equate it to my child. Like, Jack and I used to get into it a lot where I'd be, you know, we'd both be yelling at one another back and forth. I don't do that as much anymore. I think I am a little bit calmer. I have chosen to disengage from people that cause strife and anger. Like, it's very easy for me on social media and for anybody to just go and attack somebody. Like, somebody just made a comment. We're having a guest on today, and they made a remark like, so-and-so is no better than so-and-so. Now, the old me would have just said, what are you talking about? You know, and just, you know, the new me just goes, nah, ignore them. Who cares? They're entitled to their opinion, even if they're wrong.
Mute. It's to your point on social media, the way you can get like a lot of followers is to go back and forth like that.
Right.
And get the haters. And then they all want to hate. Because for some reason, there's a contingency in the country that just wants to hate. And they like to go back and forth and fight like that, to your point. And then, so what I do is, I have followers. I have a lot of followers on X, for example. Facebook and Instagram is a little nicer and more docile. But an X is a lot better. No, for me it is.
But I'll give you a good example.
Respectfully disagree.
All of these towns like have their own neighborhood pages or whatever, and some woman just posted like in our neighborhood town thing, when is the next time they're picking up in this area for bulk pickup and this and that? Now, anybody would have just gone to the website or just answered this woman like snarkily. I went to the website, I grabbed the link, and I gave it to her. I said, you can find all the information right here. And she said, right back, 2 seconds later, thank you so much. No problem.
Yeah,
other people
nice,
would attack
nice.
This woman. Yeah, what are you, stupid? You don't know? There's no reason to do that. You don't have to.
It's true. But if you're just, nice. I like when people come at you and then you just mute them because they don't even know that they're gone. That is a beautiful little
device.
That's
the great thing about X. See, that's the great thing because on Facebook, you can unfollow people or you can mute them.
And they don't notify those people you unfollow, correct?
No.
That's good.
X, all I simply do is people start getting mute. And I never have to hear from them again. And what's great is...
They don't know.
But, like, if I send you something, Joe, and, like, you know, people will comment underneath, and then you go to look at the comments, and then it says, this comment is from somebody you've muted.
Yeah,
and I
go,
ooh, do I want to see what they have to say? And then I go, no, I muted them for a reason. And I move on.
Exactly.
And
it's right.
And I feel
exactly
much
right.
better.
You got to keep smiling. Keep smiling. Come on, we'll go out to the shrine together, Al. Praise the Lord.
I don't need to do that. Listen, I understand... why people need religion. I understand why people need God in their life. I understand why they talk to their priest or they talk to a nun or whatever.
Yeah.
That's great. If it helps them, I'm all for it. I think everybody at some point in life should talk to a therapist. At least, you know, get stuff that you have off your chest. I was reflecting yesterday. I was sitting out in the backyard. Beautiful day. I had the cigar. I had the dog outside. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. And honest to God, I was reflecting on all of the things that have gone on in my life since a very early age. And I said, you know what? It could be a lot worse. It could be better.
That's right.
But
that's,
you know, when you went to the therapist, didn't the therapist tell you that, like, you were doing everything wrong or something?
Oh, yeah. No, she said that I had, you know, some anger issues and stuff. And, you know,
how was that a fulfilling experience?
No, it was cathartic for me because I realized, okay, this is a person who doesn't know who I am and is saying that I have these things, and yet my first instinct is to react to argue. So maybe she does have a point. And maybe I need to look at that. And it took me a little while, but I did.
Did you argue with her?
I'm not angry.
No. I am not angry.
Right.
That's what I said.
It was almost like that. But then, you know, you really, you go, wait a second. Maybe she's right. And that, I think, is part of the problem that some people have. They can't step back
outside of themselves. Maybe I'm wrong.
And just take a look and go, you know what? Maybe whatever. But again, you know, things could be better in your life. Things could be worse in your life. But you know what? When you have a roof over your head, you have food in your belly, your bills are paid, and you have your health, you know, it could be worse. Things are good.
If you don't have one of those things, you can get angry. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
No. But what is anger good? Like, my best friend said to me the other day. Wait, listen. He goes,
this is the
regret,
best.
Regret is the most useless emotion to have. Because what is regret? What can you do if you have regret for something? You can't go back in time and change it. You can't do anything about it. The only thing you can do is move forward. And that's what I think we all need to do. You have to move forward. You can't go back because you can't change anything. Yesterday was yesterday.
Who's this person?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
All right. Give me a few minutes.
I think management came in and switched this out.
Wait, we got to bring Debbie in because what's up late with Debbie? All this is going to change. We're late.
We have time now.
I love it. I love it. The new Al Gattula.
Get it in quickly because the anger's coming.
Give it time.
It's a simmer. You know when you put the sauce on simmer, you know, you let it go low and slow? That's, you know, that's what happens. It's like a slow cooker. I know.
It's so true. I'll get to Al. I will irritate Al momentarily as soon as I can.
You already are. What are you talking about? I'm kidding.
I'll get to it, you know. Hey, Debbie, good morning to you. It's 21. This will get out the squeaky little vitamin thing.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Don't get him mad.
Not only is that, would that is annoying me, but everybody in the audience.
I love irritating Al. I like angry Al.
I'll go out and buy a new one.
I know. Well, you know what? Why is this squeaky? Do I have to put WD-40 on my...
Get rid of the squeakiness. Get some WD-40 on that.
Honestly. Deb, how you doing this morning? Good morning. How you doing?
I was at the Catholic Charities dinner last night at Nina's in the Park. Remember when you went a few years ago?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You were there.
Carl was there. Oh, again. It was so great. It was such a great fundraiser.
You were so good. Yeah, Cardinal doing a great job out of the Basilica at Sacred Heart.
Hey, we're late.
So
can't talk.
So it was good. So it was a good, nice. We were there last time. Remember they honored me. Anthony was there. Yes. We had a good time that time, right?
Oh yeah. Going out. Were funny. You brought down the house.
Well, because they had the Catholic cemetery people there. I wanted to make a reservation if I could. I said, remember the Catholic? I said, hey, I like this. Can I book it now? I just said Anthony do my eulogy. Maybe the Cardinal could drop by. I'm just saying. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm not asking for much, just the Cardinal there.
I don't know how you do it, though. God bless you. But I did. I got to get you out to the shrine. You will love the shrine out there Warren County. Just really nice. Hey, we'll get into it all. It was a nice day. We're enjoying it. It'll be a little cooler today, but still, spring is coming. 6:23, and of course, we go to the traffic, which gets everybody upset and angry. But Debbie will get you through it, so stand fast. Thanks, Deb. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe, and shout out to Cardinal Tobin and everybody at Catholic Charities and the Archdiocese of Newark. That was such a great night last night, and Nina's in the Park. Let's see what's happening right now as we head over to Route 8, getting up through Trumbull. Everything is closed with an accident investigation over on 8, right by the 25 split, so do watch out for this ongoing issue. It was an accident that resulted in a car fire, so this investigation continuing on 8 in Trumbull. Watch for delays on the westbound BQE at Stop and Go into Meeker Morgan. The east westbound side of the BQE. That's slowing down, getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. Garden State Parkway South, 159. Accident on the shoulder heading down through Saddlebrook. So watch out for slowdowns there. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 10 minutes. Outbound George, lower level construction till 10 this morning. Lincoln, that's 10 to 15 in. Holland, about 20 minutes in. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It looks like clouds today with a chance of a shower, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How about a secure investment that actually helps people? You can invest in helping refinance private school loans, smart and safe, and helps people. Here's a quick example. Lindsay owed about $270,000, I tell you this, every morning, in student loan debt. And after battling with other lenders, she reached out to Y Refi, and they were able to work with her and her mother to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. You know, you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that is not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You're in control. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are absolutely no fees. So just go to investyrefi.com. It's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. People all over the country are earning that high fixed rate of return with YREFI, and they don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market. And the folks at YREFI want to help you. They're trustworthy and honest. You could find out by just going to investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then REFY.com. You could call if you're driving. Try to remember 888-YREFI24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
So, see, already calm. See, that's nice. This is good. That's what I should be. I should be a monk. In a monastery somewhere, you know. Matter of fact, I look at my St. Joseph statue.
After all these years?
No, I mean,
I'm just saying. Don't you have to start that when you're young?
I don't know. Do they take old people in the monastery? I'm not sure. I look at my St. Joseph statue, carved by Brent Bozell's brother as a monk, and they carved a St. Joseph statue for me in France somewhere. I so appreciate this from Mr. Bozell from Media Research Center. But I would do that. So I go to church. This was the best. I talked about it in Nashville. I said, well, let me get church in. I got a big day. We got the big show and a sold-out wild weekend at Sinatra Bar and Lounge. Just great. Let me get to church. To what? To give thanks. Not to look for salvation. Not to find some kind of, but just to give thanks. So I go and I look at the St. Mary's Chapel, and it's 11 o'clock, and I go, and no one's there. And no one's there. The Uber takes me over. It's not too far. And I see, and look, there's the little sign that goes, Mass 12 noon. So it was misprinted online, or I probably misread it. Whatever it was, I said my prayers. Now I called the Uber again. Another Uber came in, and I went back to the hotel. So now, do you think that I would be satisfied that I gave thanks because I went to church? No, if you're guilt-ridden, if you're God-fearing, Italian Catholic like me,
you have to go to Mass. So I looked for a noon Mass, and I found a noon Mass. Noon Mass. Let me see. Noon to one, sound check two. I go in, set up. Okay, I got it. I'll go to noon Mass. So I call another Uber, and then I go to another Catholic church in Nashville, Tennessee. And I go in, and now there was one side of the church was absolutely empty. The other side, it was full. So I walk in, and I look, and I say, why is there no one on the other side? And I said, now, do I sit alone on the other side? Am I going to be an outcast if I sit on the other side? And I look, and it was a beautiful Jamaican Mass, and I didn't know. So I thought maybe it was only no whites allowed. That's what I thought, maybe. And I'm thinking, are the white people supposed to sit on the right side?
Oh, boy.
Because no one was there. And I didn't ask. So I said, no, I'm sure that is not the case. So I sat.
I will sit where I want.
I didn't say that. I went in, and I went in with everybody else. But I still, to this day, I wanted to, and it was, by the way, great Mass. And
hello, my fellow soul brother. I will sit next to you. Is this seat taken? I'm an outsider. May I come inside?
Well, I didn't know. No whites allowed. Jamaicans only. I wasn't sure. I mean, why would that whole thing? Like, yeah, why?
The sketch is like, huh? Hello, my homie. May I sit next to you?
Yeah. Say hi there.
Hi there, my brother.
Am I allowed to sit over here? So yeah, the priest was great, and then I should have asked the priest, Father.
When you sat down, did everybody's head collectively turn and look at you?
They did not. It was all Christian. It was all beautiful, cool. And it was all loving. And no one even thought about it, nor did I, except that whole empty side of the church made me think maybe I should be, and knowing me, I always do the wrong thing, so I'm going to go walk
sinners
in.
Sit on the left.
Maybe that's what it was, man. It was the sinners. Had nothing to do with color. Yeah.
Until you're cleansed, you sit on the left. Then you can sit on the right.
Oh, white guy sitting with us, man. That is not nice. I said, man.
What's going on here? Yeah, but that's the look, who's this guy? What's going on here?
Well,
is he trying to be saved?
So it was a beautiful Mass, and it was, above all else, I felt the spirituality and the quickness of the Mass. So I appreciated that very much. It was nice. Hey, you know what? And they didn't do the hymn after hymn. I told you this the other day. They played the drums and with a tambourine, and they sang like these Jamaican songs. Really inspirational. I must say. Great Mass. And what a gem. And so I got the Mass in, and it's not like, okay, I got Mass in. It's not like an obligation. It was just to give thanks, and it was great. And the day, by the grace of God, turned out to be great as well. So when we look to our politicians, you have to listen to the politicians. So we got some time. Before we go in and we start, I want to get some serious issues at bay. But this is so funny. I thought funny because me and Al, we weren't great students. I mean, honestly, the Sheila Jackson Lee is a representative, in Congress, and she started talking to kids. And she started describing the moon and the eclipse and what the moon was. Yeah. Did you hear this out?
The moon has grass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, listen. Listen to a representative, Sheila Jackson Lee, who criticizes everything. I've never heard anything positive from this lady. She is always so negative. Here is Sheila Jackson Lee talking to kids. Joe, please.
Sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see. A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
The moon is a low maintenance piece of property,
and it's almost impossible.
Almost to go impossible. Near
the sun. Almost, but what's the
moon is like a turnkey.
Wait, but I want to
just move right in.
No. But what I want to know is what's the almost? Can we? Is there a shot?
I know.
Can you get
I know.
On the sun?
I know. Yeah, yeah.
I like
know,
the heat.
With the right equipment, you can go to the sun.
Right.
You know what? This is what gets me crazy.
Is she having a stroke?
Everybody paying their taxes.
No, I don't want to make...
paying their taxes. You know, you pay your taxes. This is where your tax money goes, because it's Congress. We have to pay for the Capitol Police. We have to pay for the Capitol itself. We got to pay. And again, 40%, like Jonathan Honig said and Steve Forbes verified, 40% of it goes to pay off our debt. It's like, what? Who puts these people in office? I mean, I am really dumb sometimes scientifically like that. I don't know. And I don't mean to say I'm smarter than anybody else. But this lady, if you're going to criticize, like AOC. Oh my gosh, she was on Colbert. And I don't like to say anything. And I don't dislike AOC. I think she's got like something about her. There's a star power about her that she has no idea what she's talking about. But, you know, she is a force to be reckoned with in Washington. And I'm not saying that in a positive way. But she goes on Colbert and she makes no sense at all, and the audience applauds. This is what the problem is. It's like what we try to do is we try to speak the truth. So I want to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to tell you what's happening within the United States of America. And it gets me really crazy, because as the grandson of immigrants, again, I'm going to tell you once, I'm going to tell you 1,000 times, and I know you have the same thing. When you come to America, you bring the flag, you salute the Statue of Liberty, you love the country. And now we're less than 300 years old, and we're at a point where we could lose the country. You have people who could care less about the country. There's no core values. There's no core love of country. There's not anymore. I don't know what happened. And now you've got the people running the White House who are really of the generation, and I don't know what generation, but they're the generation that they don't understand the military, they don't understand law enforcement, they don't understand immigrants, they don't understand the country, they don't understand the Constitution, they don't understand anything, and it's all for their power and control. That's where we are. Then you have people, oh, I don't know, who want to kill us. And we'll get to that when we come back. 6:36, Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A high-profile lawyer is being hired to defend Mayor Adams in a sexual assault lawsuit. Adams says he's following the advice of his corporate counsel, which has hired attorney Alex Spiro. Spiro's clients have included rapper Jay-Z and Elon Musk, and in this case, New York City taxpayers will be footing the bill. In the lawsuit, a former transit police colleague has accused Adams of sexual assault back in 1993. Former Freehold Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli has launched his bid for governor of New Jersey with a call for unity and a common-sense approach to solving problems in the Garden State. Cittarelli, who narrowly lost to Governor Murphy 3 years ago, told a group of supporters last night in Freehold that he would fight for a constitutional amendment for term limits for state lawmakers. He remains a supporter of former President Trump, says the pandemic prevented Republicans from achieving more results under his administration. Cittarelli will take on State Senator John Bramnick for the Republican nomination before next year's election, and Jack Cittarelli will be calling in to join Joe Piscopo at 7:25 this morning. In sports, Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 5-2. The Islanders doubled up the Rangers 4-2. Knicks have won back-to-back games. They topped the Bulls 128-117. Yankees on a four-game winning streak after holding on for a 3-2 victory over the Marlins. Mets lost to the Braves by the final of 6-5. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer. Debbie? Okay, no Debbie. We'll be... Debbie, are you there? All
right. Yes, I'm here. Right. Let's see what's happening right now, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, a 10-minute delay getting into town. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's going to be 15. Holland, about 20 minutes now as you head into town. Expect delays as you head over to the eastbound side of the Gowanus. It's going to be stop and go getting up and out toward the area of the Battery Tunnel. The westbound side of the BQE, that's slowing down by Meeker Morgan. Woodhaven Boulevard, right at the LIE, it's a collision with an ongoing investigation. We're seeing delays right now on the Moshaloo northbound getting up toward Gun Hill Road in the Bronx. It's an accident. And watch for slowdowns over on Sunrise Highway eastbound by Nichols Road into Patchogue with a crash blocking one lane. Problems now on the Garden State Parkway southbound right past exit 150 in Bloomfield. It's an overturned vehicle, getting reports of about 3 to 4 lanes closed here on the Parkway South down through Bloomfield. So watch out for that investigation. And over on 8 at the 25 connector in Trumbull. Looks like everything is closed here with this ongoing accident investigation as well. Looks like clouds today. Chance of a shower, high into the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
All right, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. The boys of summer are back at it, and Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, means they're going to give you some Grand Slam event deals. Our friend Alex Cancella, he's over at the Route 22 Toyota in Hillside. He's a big baseball fan, and he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. And check this out, please. These are wild stats I'm going to tell you, okay? 1.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. And I got more. You ready? Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 per month. Okay, listen, Uncle Joe on the radio. I'm telling you, you got some of your favorite Toyota models at $79 per month. Call them today, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905, and let Alex and his team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And that's not all, my friends. Remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. It's going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you can save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Remember, you just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Mike coming up at 10:05. So I take the Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor. And so when I know I'm going to go out, it's a beautiful day yesterday. And so I go, all right, let me get the bike out. I've got to do all my work. And I said, I got to put the phone down and I just got to get out, you know, and I suggest you do the same thing. And I like that when I hear in my mind, a million people have tried Relief Factor, that quick start kit, nearly 70% go on to order more. And I'm like one of them. So I go, well, let me get on this now. You know, the knee always hurt, your shoulder could hurt, your elbow, neck, whatever it is, but I've been taking the Relief Factor, which is only $19.95, by the way, and you get a feel better, your money back guarantee. And I start hauling out up the driveway, and a big hill out the driveway, and go down. And I'm like, all right, feeling good, going up. Wind is okay. By the way, just a suggestion, if I may, if you sometimes people like I work out every day, that's not good to do that. You should always maybe one on, one off kind of thing. Because I was off for a while when I was working in Nashville, so I'm out there now. And by the way, ReliefFactor.com. 800-4-RELIEF, and I'm biking, and I'm enjoying it. And you know what? And me, I wasn't bundled up. Why? Because it was like 75 degrees, and I'm going up and down the hills of Hunterdon County, and I'm digging it, man, and it's great. And I'm telling you, since I've been taking Relief Factor, I can do that. But then not only that, I got back on. I'm now I've worked up a sweat. Now the endorphins kick in. Now I'm feeling good, and I go, garbage day coming up tomorrow. Let me do it now. So now I start... Listen to me. This is my life. Wrangling the garbage. ReliefFactor.com. I want you to go to ReliefFactor.com. I want you to try Relief Factor. You get a feel better or your money back guarantee. I'm telling you. So I threw the garbage. And now at my house, you don't just do the garbage. You got bins. They got bins. In my day, they had garbage cans, you know? Now they got bins, you know, where the, and the guys don't even get out of the truck. God bless you, because I'm just jealous, because when I did it, I had to take one garbage can in one hand, one garbage can on the other, you know? And I'm telling you what, probably doing all that physical work maybe caused pain later, but thank goodness for a relief factor, because I'm out of pain. I walked the garbage can all the way down by myself. Ba-ba-dang. And then I took, there was another garbage, I walked the other one back down like that. And then I said, you know what? I feel pretty good. I'm going to, you've got to rest. You always got to rest. Get some sun, get some rest. And then I went and I did my church thing, you know, said some prayers, but it was good. So I thank the folks at Relief Factor for allowing me to enjoy a beautiful day. And then I felt like, okay, and then I got back to work, you know, and I got back on the phone, ba-ba-bang, watching the news and doing everything I got to report to you in the morning. But I'm telling you, if you try Relief Factor, you're going to feel better. Your money back guarantee. It's only $19.95, 800 for Relief. You could talk to a really nice person to tell you everything about this 100% drug-free product that keeps me out of pain and allows me to live my life the way I would love for you to live yours. ReliefFactor.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
So, 6:44 in the morning. I don't understand. I'm trying to think, if my grandparents came to America, or if your Jewish ancestors came from Eastern Europe, they came here, or wherever they came from, Africa, wherever they came, and then they started talking about how great their country is, and how terrible this country that took you in is. You came from like a war-torn area or a tough area, you know, and you forget about the abject poverty in Italy. You know, we go to Italy with the family, and Joey was always there over there. We did a whole Zoom with the family over there. And you wonder, why did Grandpa leave, you know? And because it was abject poverty back then. They came to America, they appreciated America. So if you're coming here, why in the name of goodness gracious, if you don't like it here, just, you have the ability to go back. You're not going to change us. Why? Please explain this to me, somebody, okay? Why do you come to America and try to change who we are? And like I just said, there's so much goodness out there. I see it. I travel. I know. And you know, yes, there's a sliver of evil, and there's going to be in every society. So this is a guy. I want to play something for you. And I know, and I talked about it yesterday. I said I should have played it because I saw it first. No one was talking about it. I wanted to talk about it. Now it's out there. And now the White House has acknowledged it, because this guy Biden, and Joe DiGenova is going to join us at 7, and he uses the word a grifter because he knows. Joe's from Delaware. He knows the Bidens better than anybody. And he goes, Joe, the Bidens are grifters. It's just what's good in it for me. And so when you have someone coming in, and he's going to placate an area in Michigan, because a lot of folks in Michigan hate America, number one, hate Israel, even worse, and support Hamas. So now Joe Biden's not going to say anything bad about him. He's kind of coming back because I guess he heard this. This is a guy. I don't want to give the guy. I don't want to soil the airwaves with this creep's name. But he is saying, and I don't know if he's doing it so guys like me get upset and I do it on the radio. And maybe it is. Maybe it's just inflammatory so guys like me get sucked in. And maybe I'm getting sucked into the vortex. But how in this country, in 2024, someone could say what this guy says is beyond me without the FBI shutting him down, putting him in jail, and locking him away forever, or kicking him the heck out of the country? All right, Joey, play that audio, if you would, from Michigan.
Hey, Martin, America! Hey, Martin, America!
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go."
So these are the guys, and that was death to America, death to Israel, they're saying, you know? And at least Malcolm X was American. You know, Malcolm X, he himself said he was a black supremacist, and he was American. These people come from another country, and then they're going to say, to change us. If I'm the president, I got federal law enforcement on that guy so fast he's never going to see the light of day again. Why in the name of goodness gracious do we allow that? Oh, no, don't tell me we're America and there's freedom of speech. Because you tell that to Peter Navarro in jail right now. You tell that to Donald Trump, that there's freedom of speech with the gag orders they put on him. What the heck are we becoming? Everybody who's legitimate that the people want, for example, they shut down. They're going to shut you down and you're going to be our way or no way. If you say the wrong thing, there are two sexes, men and women. If I deviate from that, I am at the risk of just being shut down forever. But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pander, you know? And then when we went to beautiful Newark Airport, Terminal A, I go by this men's room. There's a woman's room, and then there's like all gender room. What's all gender room? What is that? We need that. You know, you're a man, you're a woman. You go in, and if you're a guy wearing a dress, then you wear use the men's room. And we don't care that you're wearing a dress. I love you anyway. Nice dress, pal. Hey, you look good. Yeah, it's nice. Your mom's dress, it's nice. You look good in it. I mean, leave it alone. We don't care. We don't care. Oh, my gosh. And then somebody was at a funeral for somebody, and then it was one of the stars. I don't want to mention the name, embarrass anybody, but the star's children, one of the kids gets up, and it's a girl, and he goes, and the girl goes, oh, hi, my name's Finn or something, and it's a guy, and he's at his grandparents' funeral, and he's talking about the trans thing. Get off the podium. Get out of my life. Oh, my gosh. If you're that insecure about who you are, then why don't you just keep it quiet? You know, it's inexcusable what's going on. But I deviate. When you say you hate America and you let it go, but if you don't show up, if you get subpoenaed, if you're going to have to send a Coast Guard to somebody in the Trump administration after somebody that happens to be on a yacht because that person said something about January 6th. By the way, to my point, if they're going to go and there's 50 people in the cafeteria of the United States Capitol, what is that not an insurrection? They start rioting in the Capitol. That's not an insurrection. The George Floyd riots aren't an insurrection. We don't shut down those folks. And then we let people say death to America. And then you wonder why Donald Trump is winning in all the polls. Because people have had it. We've had it. This is insane that they allow these people to exist in our country. I'm insulted by that personally. And Biden finally came back and said, well, you shouldn't say something like that. But it's too weak and it's too late. And they better stop those folks, those American haters who come over here, and they're in the House of Representatives in what party? In the Democratic Party. And I would suggest that the Democratic Party, before you lecture, before you try to lock up your people who are running against you and your opponents, that you better put your house in order and get these people who are trying to destroy us in jail. Joe of the radio, it is 6:51. Debbie's on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Hey, good morning.
And you had Catholic Charities yesterday. You're so good. That's a great event. They do a great event over there. Nanina's always great, right? Nanina's in the park, right?
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous place. And just so many great people and so many people helping, you know, others, which is, it's just so nice.
They honored me last year, and was it last year?
It may have been 2 years ago, but yeah, you brought down the house. You were so funny. You took the mic and you said, I always wanted to do this. You started blessing everybody. Oh, that was so funny.
I know. Oh, my Lord. I just, Cardinal Dobin, a great sense of humor. He had a great sense of humor.
I love Cardinal Dobin. He was rolling when you were talking. He was laughing.
But I'm due for dinner with the Cardinal, and he's always in Italy, and we're all running around. We gotta try to nail that down. Hey, 6:51, but God bless you for doing that, Deb. Deb's on the roads looking out for you. On the roads. How we doing, Debbie?
Joe, I see some volume right now as you head to the Garden State Parkway. The Garden State Parkway southbound getting down through Bloomfield. It's an overturned vehicle. Looks like several lanes blocked here. That southbound Garden State Parkway right by Bloomfield. It looks like an accident still working. Some fire department activity at the scene. We're also seeing delays as you head over to the Goat Trail as you get down toward Camp Smith Drive with construction in Cortland Manor. 8 is closed out by the 25 connector in Trumbull over in Connecticut. Really bad accident that resulted in a car fire. The investigation is continuing over there. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 10-minute delay. Inbound Lincoln, 20. Inbound Holland, you're waiting about 30 minutes in. And we're still seeing delays on the Moshaloo North by Gun Hill Road in the Bronx with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm betting that when you woke up this morning, you didn't have any worries when you went to your cereal cabinet and got the Cheerios out with the milk for the kids before they got off to school. And I'm a wagering man, but I bet that they had a nice, comfortable breakfast before they were sent off for the day. Sadly, that's not the case for a lot of children around the world. Here's Anitra Parmali from Food for the Poor to explain a little more how.
And I love that Mariah said, I give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. God has lavished you and your family with gifts, and we celebrate that. But we invite you to share that resource that he's given you. We're talking about mothers who woke up this morning begging God for a single meal for their children. We're talking about 17 of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Mothers like those that Kevin and I have met, that when they hear their children are going to eat for a year, fall to their knees, throwing up their hands in gratitude and joy because suddenly the boulder of terror has rolled off their hearts and their minds. Suddenly they can pray something other than, God, please don't let my child pass away.
Imagine having to even think that prayer, much less pray it. And yet that is the reality of families in Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, throughout Latin and South America, Central America. It is incredibly important that we help these 325 children that are on this list. Here's how we help. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com, click the button at the top of the page and give a gift. Be as generous as you can. Or just call that number, 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
An overall cloudy and cooler day with some showers around mainly in the afternoon with a high temp of 61. Dips down to 50 overnight, and that's going to be some passing showers, perhaps even just some drizzle. And then we're going to start the day tomorrow with clouds, occasional rain and drizzle, a high of 61. It's overnight that it's going to be the main event with stronger winds and heavy rain. Flooding risk will be higher, and there could even be some rumbles of thunder. Wind gusts past 50 miles per hour is possible. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Diamondback Ready Mix, if I can. New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey. The Diamondback Ready Mix Quality is Our Strength service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring, fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and will produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability, strength, and appearance for your project. So take it from me, Joe P. You call Harry Lynch, all right? Harry's standing by for personalized service, second to none. Great guy. And everything you think you know from concrete, you don't. You got to talk to Harry. They could do so many things around your property. 718-650-5649. A free estimate from Harry Lynch, 718-650-5649, or go online to Diamondback Ready Mix. That's REDIMIX.com. Diamondback Ready Mix is a DeFazio company. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, Joe DeGeneva is going to join us right at the top of the hour. So we got a lot to get into with our friend Joe D. And Jack Cittarelli as well in the 7 o'clock hour. Jack is running for a governor in the great state of New Jersey. He made it official yesterday. So we'll see. He's going to go up against, I guess, John Bramnick's in. Senator Bramnick is in. Bill Spadia, I don't know. He hasn't made it official. My friend Bill has not made it official, correct?
No, he is not. I guess he's going to announce at some point. But right now he is not. He would have to divest himself of his radio show once he... once he declares, so
yeah, we'll see what's going on. And Jack, I got invited to an event with Bill, and Gordon Chang is going to be there. And I'm a political junkie. I love all this, you know. And then I see a nice tweet from a nice gal saying, you know, Joe, you should run. And I said, you know what? I honestly would love to, only because I love the state so much. And they go, Joe, run for Senate. Like KT McCrone said, Joe, you should run for the Senate because with name recognition, you can go in and you possibly could win. Do you really want to spend 6 years in Washington? You know, I'd rather spend it in New Jersey. But we'll go through the issues of the state because they affect all of us all around the country, what's happening in New Jersey, starting with ridiculously high taxes, you know. And the woke agenda, that whole far-left woke agenda, it's taken over New York. It's taken over California. It's taken over New Jersey. And it does nothing to help you me or our families. Jack Cittarelli coming up. Stephen Moore, Jimmy Failla on the show. Dove Hyken and Dr. Darren Porcher with Michael Goodwin as well. And we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
51 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A grenade found outside a bank in Queens created a big scare. Frank Vacasa was helping to clean inside the bank on Liberty Avenue near 112th Street Tuesday morning when he noticed a grenade inside a plastic bag. Call came in shortly before 11:30 in the morning with cops stopping car, foot, and subway traffic for a while. Law enforcement was trying to find out how the device got to the location. The bomb squad deemed the device inert after taking it to a secure location in the Bronx. A record number of U.S. cities now have million-dollar homes. A new analysis by Zillow shows 550 places where a typical home is worth more than $1 million. Zillow's chief economist says this year's gain reflects high demand and tight supply in the housing market. California, New York, New Jersey, Florida, and Massachusetts topped the 2024 list with the most million-dollar cities. Mayor Adams is concerned about a series of random attacks on women. A number of women have come forward to report they were sucker punched at random walking the streets of Manhattan in late March. One arrest has been made, but at least one suspect still at large. Mayor Adams says the random acts of violence traumatizing New Yorkers, they have to be stopped. In sports, Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 5-2. Islanders double up the Rangers 4-2. The Knicks over the Bulls 128-117. Yankees over the Marlins 3-2. The Mets lost to the Braves 6-5. You now know what's going on. Al Catullo, a
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.